Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Odibe McDowell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rich Yett. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Nick Sasky. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jody Reed. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. And now, play ball. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Boggs moves to third. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Barrett moves to third. Burks moves to second. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to second. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark takes first base on ball 4. O'Brien moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Allenson hits a fly ball towards center. Burks catches it and throws to home to double up O'Brien. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sasky hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gedman takes first base on ball 4. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Gedman moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gedman scores. Reed moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of McDowell. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Reed scores. Boggs goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burks hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sasky is 0-for-1 in the game. Sasky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Evans moves to second. Scott Bales now pitching. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gedman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gedman strikes out. Two outs. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reed hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McDowell. Reed reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. Evans scores. Sasky moves to third. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sasky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clark for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Barrett is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Burks moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Burks moves to third. Greenwell moves to second. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sasky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sasky hits a pop-up towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to second. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Furman is 0-for-1 in the game. Furman strikes out. 1 out. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. McDowell hits a fly ball towards left. Greenwell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Greenwell. Jacoby moves to third. Allenson moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed fields it and throws to second for the out. Jacoby scores. Allenson moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gedman hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of McDowell. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reed is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Reed bunts towards the mound. Bales fields it and throws to first for the out. Gedman moves to third. 1 out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gettman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of McDowell. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Esaski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Esaski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Esaski takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Brien. Rice scores. Esaski moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Reed strikes out. 2 outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of McDowell. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Esaski scores. Gettman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Brad Havens now pitching. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barrett is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Burks hits a ball on the ground for an out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Allenson strikes out. Two outs. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Firmin is 0 for 2 in the game. Firmin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Firmin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Nick Sasaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasaki is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sasaki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Smithson now pitching. Randy Cutcher now playing center field. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McDowell is 0 for 3 in the game. McDowell strikes out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gedman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sasaki scoops it up and throws to first, with Smithson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gedman hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reed is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Reed hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boggs is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Boggs hits a line drive towards the mound. Orozco catches it and throws to first to double up Reed. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sasaki fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Cutcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.